Jake Runestad's new work, Let My Love Be Heard, is a beautiful and a poignant setting of a text by Alfred Noyes entitled A Prayer, in which the words state, "Angels, where you soar up to God's own light, take my own lost bird on your hearts tonight. And as grief once more mounts to heaven and sings, let my love be heard, whispering in your wings." This beautiful poem, set so beautifully by Jake Runestad, has touched the hearts and the minds of singers and audience members all over the world, offering a glimmer of light in the darkness of our world. Jake is a young composer based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where he recently was awarded the McKnight Composer Fellowship, sponsored by the American Composers Forum. Jake is a leading composer, not only in the choral category, but in a variety of musical styles. His works are being performed all throughout the country and throughout the world. And this little masterpiece captures his very unique harmonic language and sensitivity to text in such a poignant way. Next, we have the Welsh composer Paul Miller's sublime setting of Locus Iste, a timeless text that has been used to commemorate and to consecrate holy spaces for over 1,000 years. This setting of the Locus Iste was written in celebration of the 500th anniversary of the consecration of King's College Chapel. When you hear the words of the title, Locus Iste, most people are drawn in their minds to the very famous setting by Anton Bruckner, this beautiful motet of the same name. But from the opening chords, Paul Miller takes the attention far away from Bruckner's model. The lush harmonic language utilizes great contrast in dynamics, markings that have four P's all the way to three F's. So as softly as the choir can sing to as loudly as the choir can sing. And in doing so, he captures quietness that is found in holy spaces and cathedrals. And you also get the soaring dynamic contrast in volume that you hear when you hear a beautiful organ playing or a wonderful choir singing in a cathedral. This work is written to bring out those emotions and to draw upon those holy spaces. We hope you enjoy these two works.